Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number two of the program. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Go right back into your phone calls and then to an email from Mexico. First, we go to Dave in Athens, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave, and listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave. Dave in Athens, going once. Dave in Athens.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I was the victim of a crime once, a victim crime.
Thank goodness it was only once. What was it?
It was a battery. Hmm. The guy only got a year in prison.
Now, okay, I got to clarify something. What is the difference between assault and battery?
Assault is... if I pull my hand back at you and threaten you to hit you, that's assault. But if I actually hit you, that's battery.
Is that true?
That's the common definitions of them, and it's true in most places. However, they use the terminology depending on, you know, however they want.
So an assault doesn't necessarily have to involve touching another person?
No. Assault is a threat, bodily harm.
Interesting.
Yes. And the guy was already on parole for another crime, and he only got a year.
Hmm.
And now I have a restraining order against him.
Mm-hmm. Did you actually get anything as far as restitution is concerned?
No, I didn't.
How does that make you feel?
It made me beyond angry. I'm
right,
not going to say the word because...
Right, well, pissed, perhaps, or maybe worse, because you were victimized twice. You were victimized by him, and then you were victimized also by the state in order to pay to keep him in a prison cell for a year. So you were victimized by him and the state. It was a double victimization.
Yes, how would the free market handle something like that?
How would it handle it?
Yeah.
What do you think, Dave?
Restitution.
Restitution, exactly right. They would decide, based on a variety of factors, what it was worth, and then he would have to pay you back. And once he paid you back and made you whole, and plus a little bit for your time and effort and whatever mental loss you might have occurred as a result of it, as soon as you were made whole, then he would be okay, and he'd be able to move on with his life, and you'd be able to move on with yours, and then hopefully he would understand that in a world where you have to pay restitution, it just doesn't pay to commit crime.
In the Bible times, you paid restitution if you did a crime.
Is that true?
Pretty much.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave, for the call
tonight.
Glad it worked sort of out for you. At least they caught the guy. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, the restitution system actually contributes to a lower crime rate. I mean, besides all of the other changes we can make to the justice system, obviously ending the whole concept of a victimless crime, ending the war on drugs, all of that would go a long way to reducing violent crime. But also, having a system of restitution would reduce crime because the criminals would know in advance that if they commit the crime and get caught, they've got to pay back. Whereas today, if you go out and you commit enough robberies, you rob enough banks, or you know, you do enough crime and you manage to sock away, let's say you're a criminal that actually saves the money that you're getting through all of your criminal activity, you manage to sock away enough of it, even if you get busted for the most recent crime, if you spend a year in jail and you've socked all of your profits away from the crime, then, well, you come out and you've got some money left.
Whereas, I don't know any criminals like that.
Well, probably those criminals don't get caught. But nonetheless, my point is, if you know that you have to pay the victim back rather than just have to sit in a jail cell, it may do a little something toward lessening your likelihood to commit that crime in the first place. 800-259-9231. If you've got thoughts you want to share with us, let's talk to Eileen in Massachusetts. Eileen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Eileen?
I found something on the internet last week, and it was a news item in the Bismarck Tribune, which is Bismarck, North Dakota.
Okay.
Basically, it's one of these real boring, kind of obligatory news items that they stick in the newspaper, just sort of announcing all of the items that are going to be on the slate for that week in the North Dakota legislature.
Okay.
And there's lots of things that were on the slate last week, including legislation concerning black-tailed prairie dogs and breastfeeding in public and things like that. And one of them was for Thursday, the 12th of February, they were going to discuss the North American Union.
Dave, what about it?
Well, I was just kind of stunned because I've been hearing forever that that's just an urban legend, and yet the North Dakota legislature is officially recognizing it in their session.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's an urban legend necessarily. There's certainly people that are in positions of power in Washington that would have an interest in expanding their realm, in expanding the amount of bureaucrats they have underneath them, and expanding to the rest of the North American continent would be something they'd be interested in. How many steps have been taken toward it? I'm not sure. I know that there is the Securities and Prosperities Partnership at the national level, which is some sort of initial phase in that whole process. Will it ever come to fruition? I don't know. It's certainly a possibility that it will. And what was the North Dakota legislature talking about? I'm not sure. Maybe they were talking about opposing the North American Union. Who knows?
And actually, that's exactly what it is. It was a House concurrent resolution in which they want the North Dakota legislature, when they send their representatives to Washington, to oppose it in Congress.
Good. I hope they do, and I hope that they take another step, and that if it does begin to look like it's becoming a reality, that they'll go ahead and just withdraw from the union. I think that would be one of those you've-crossed-the-line federal government things that would encourage a lot of people to start thinking about secession, don't you?
Perhaps. I just generally find that the whole North American Union thing, it's in the realm of pretty much urban legend, and it's flying under the radar. And yet, here we have, what's his name? It says here it's Representative Dan Ruby. He's a Republican in North Dakota. He's the one who, I don't know if he drafted the bill or if he's representing the bill in the North Dakota legislature. But, I mean, it's like, no, it doesn't exist. And, well, what's that, you know, behind the curtain? Oh, that's nothing. And that's kind of what I feel like is going on here. And you know, NAFTA was not a big deal. At least I don't think it was a big deal. And NAFTA's all, you know, we're all down and groovy with that, right? And yet the North American Union is just being kept more quiet, and I'm a little annoyed by it.
Well, I appreciate your observations, and thanks for calling in to tell us what you saw and what you experienced. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number. What do you guys think? Is this North American Union thing, is it a possible reality here?
I don't know. Bugbear, that's the word that comes to mind.
What's that mean?
Phantom. You know, like, I'm not interested in joining any North American Union, not interested in New Hampshire or the United States joining any of those things. However, there's a lot of really bad things going on in Washington, D.C. that are way right out in the open. They're jamming through stimulus bills and buying up banks and just doing all kinds of crap.
Bailing out losers with mortgages. That's
yeah, absolutely true. Keeping old dinosaur auto companies afloat.
Yeah.
When, you know, to some extent, I'm not saying it's an urban legend. I don't know. Just like you said, there's some evidence for it out there, but it's really not the most important thing to me right now. And if I'd run across it, maybe I would call in just like that. But,
yeah.
You know, eh.
Well, it sounds like what she was experiencing there was something relatively positive toward the whole idea of a North American Union. That would be the opposition to it. So that's a good thing, right? I mean, that's what she experienced there was something relatively positive.
If Washington, D.C. wants to shove through a North American Union, they've got their little ducks in a row. Whatever they're doing in Bismarck, North Dakota, does not matter.
Well,
even if they get together with the folks in Pierre, it doesn't matter.
If they want to shove through a North American Union, it's not going to be something they're going to be able to do under the cover of darkness. I mean, that's going to be big news if and when it actually does happen. And at this point, it doesn't seem to be on the table at the national level.
Americans opposed the stimulus bill in record numbers. We got it. It doesn't matter. They know in Washington that they can jam whatever they want down our throats. We'll swallow, and we'll say thank you, sir.
Well, maybe they're wrong. Maybe we're approaching a point in history at which the American people will decide they've had enough, or at least the folks here in New Hampshire and a handful of other states may decide they've had enough and say, look, we're drawing a line in the sand, and if you cross it, a North American Union would be crossing it. We're out of here. I think it's possible. What do you think? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes? Food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including the shrine of female listeners, dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can submit a picture for the shrine. All the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've been looking for something to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adameve.com, get 50% off one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at adameve.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Mike is on the line in Ottawa. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Mike in Ottawa. Long time no talk.
What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Well, I got a little off-sidetracked here with the last caller there. Was she referring to NAFTA, or which is really existing, or NAU, which doesn't really exist?
She did mention NAFTA offhand, and she said she was okay with it, but obviously I'm not okay with any sort of governmental agreements.
I'm okay with NAFTA. That means I could work in New Hampshire, eh?
NAFTA is some sort of North American free trade agreement, and whenever the government has any sort of agreement that says free trade, it usually means it's thousands of pages long and has nothing to do with free trade whatsoever. So It's some sort of protectionist document of which I don't know the details.
Well, two little things. I'll be really quick. What you were discussing about assault with one caller.
Yes, sir.
In Canada, it's the same thing. Assault means I have reasonable belief that you're able to carry out the threat. You send your granny out to fight me? Well, there's no assault.
Not
you?
Assault.
Yeah, I have reasonable belief you could do it. Aggravated assault means you actually hit.
And second so thing, aggravated this assault is the same as battery?
Yes.
Aggravated assault, and this is where it starts getting all mixed up. Aggravated assault is I heft the baseball bat in your direction.
You had intent to hurt me.
Yeah, usually not necessarily in an attempt, but I think that would be attempted battery. But assault is still a threat. Generally.
No, sir, I don't think you heard me. Intent. You may have missed, but you had intent.
Okay, but that would be attempted battery, would it not? Attempted,
yes.
Aggravated battery.
I agree. Aggravated assault, same thing. You tried to hit.
Okay.
You just didn't threaten.
So what else do you have on your mind tonight?
Well, we had this guy in Ottawa today in the blue airplane. You know what I noticed? A few years back, we had the Dalai Lama here. He didn't even garner the same number of spectators as the Dalai Lama did.
What guy in a blue airplane are you referring to?
Well, I'm sure you know who.
No, I don't.
Some guy named Barack.
Oh, he came to Ottawa, Canada today?
Yeah.
No, what was that all about?
Well, he had to shake hands with our prime minister and tell him about the economy and the environment while spending $8,000 million of gasoline on airplanes.
So you're saying that more people came out for Barack Obama than came out for the
Dalai Lama? No, more people came out for Dalai Lama.
Oh, good.
The Dalai Lama's a hell of a draw, you know.
Yeah, I would hope so. He's not as violent a thug as Barack Obama.
One last thing before I go.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys know what the Legion is in Canada?
The Legion?
No, what is that?
It's like a drinking club for retired soldiers.
Okay.
The other night I was there. There was three Irish guys sitting out front, and they were talking about they've had enough of Canada and the taxes. And the one guy says, maybe we should move to New Hampshire. And the other guy says, live free or die, man.
Wow.
They were all drunk, yes, but...
Weird.
Cool. Thanks for the story, man.
Okay.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. Now, the Dalai Lama, isn't he an ousted king who wishes to return to power, and he kind of makes himself appear to be this peaceful guy that's really in touch with happiness or whatever, but in point of fact, he's really just hungering for power?
The Dalai Lama, I believe, is somebody sort of like Mother Teresa, who people really tend to idolize, at least a nice chunk of them, and I believe they feel sorry for him because he lost his land or whatever. But
yeah.
As I understand it, somebody else took it over. So
right.
People feel sorry for him. They say that he deserves it back. But as I understand it, he did not treat his people very well. I mean, he lived great because he was a king. But the land, Tibet.
I think it was Tibet, wasn't it?
Okay, I don't want to sound stupid, but I don't really know that much about the
Dalai
Lama.
There's a difference between being stupid and uninformed.
Okay, well, I don't want to sound uninformed, but... I think that it was a very poor and undeveloped country in that, or was it a country, Tibet? See,
I think so.
I went to government
I don't live
schools,
over there. Yeah,
geography.
Me too.
We learned the 50 states.
You don't
states.
Know much more, much less than I might know about it. I mean, honestly, I believe that the Dalai Lama is a title given to a guy who may or may not have ruled Tibet at one point.
He did rule it at one point in time, I think.
It is a title that is passed on to different men.
Yeah, that's true. But the one who is famous lives in New York City, right? He's well known, at least. The Dalai Lama.
Moved on to be sort of a spiritual leader, and
yes.
Tibet's a very spiritual-type land in that they have a reputation for that kind of thing. And so you've got that piece to the puzzle. But I'm sure Dalai Lama's chopped people's heads off in the past. So, you know, like, what really? You want to make this guy king of Tibet? That'll make everything better?
Yeah,
it'll make his life better.
It certainly will.
Well, I don't think he's having a bad life right now.
He's published
books, and he's got huge world renown, so I'm sure he's pretty comfy where he is.
He probably really doesn't care about getting Tibet back, whether it happens or not.
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know. I did read his book. Let's see. When I was with my former girlfriend, we did a book swap or whatever, and I read his book, something about finding happiness, and it wasn't the most eye-opening of books or anything
like that.
But
he probably didn't write it.
I don't know. That's a possibility. Do you think he had a ghostwriter?
Sure.
Well, anyway, toll-free number here. If you know more about
a lot of books, right?
Presumably. If you know more about the Dalai Lama than we do, you're welcome to fill us in on what we don't know at 800-259-9231, because we're talk show hosts. We don't really know what we're talking about.
It's a great deal about the Dalai Lama. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, call in with that if you've got it. 800-259-9231. And in the meantime, we go to the land of Mexico, where we have an emailer.
Yep. It says, "Hi, Mark. I'm a podcast listener in Juarez, Mexico. Opening to the ideas of freedom. Stations here, specifically on the border with El Paso, Texas, don't carry your show, and I want to thank you for the podcast that you put on the FTL webpage. I listen to them at work, and they make my workday more easy and enjoyable. I've been having a discussion with some of my friends, and the thing is that I'm defending my right not to vote. So my reason is that even if you vote for a representative, they have some of your that might have some of your political ideas. They may end up making bad decisions for the people that they elected them, and bad decisions that benefit a certain group of, in power. So my friends tell me if I don't vote, I don't have a right to protest the bad government. And also, there is a spot on TV where the celebrities from this country give out the same message: mm-hmm. If you don't vote, don't complain.
Yep,
sounds
common.
Fascist to me.
Yep, I hear that one up here.
Yeah, it's dumb. I'm asking.
It's good to know that the same crappy excuses are everywhere.
Oh, sure, they've got the same crappy television programming everywhere. I'm asking if you can give some advice and what to tell my friends, because the things that I mentioned before to them are not arguments enough, and I don't have more to back me up.
We'll come back with that here in moments. 800-259-9231 for our Juarez listener. 800-259-9231, and maybe you've got an answer for the objection in that if you claim you don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils, some other person would claim you don't have a right to complain. What would you say to that? Give us your answer at 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include live stream. So we've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, as well as a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. It's the 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic, and it starts Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Now, 12 Hours of Sebring is a little misleading of a title, because it actually starts on Wednesday, March 18th, and goes on for 4 full days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For ticket information, you can visit SebringRaceway.com. That's Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. SebringRaceway.com.
It's the granddaddy of them all.
1-800, is that their theme music?
No, that's actually the Arcadia Rodeo, oh, okay. Which they really don't do commercials anymore. But I've always loved that damn jingle.
That's a jingle I have to say I've never heard before.
Really? Yeah. You've never heard that? Yeah, well, you're a little younger than I am.
All right, toll free, 800-259-9231. We are in the midst of an email from Juarez, Mexico. And who is the emailer, by the way?
Marco.
Marco emails us saying that he's gotten into conversations with friends about voting. And there are certain television commercials that run, and of course this common concept that people like to just spout off that, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Right.
So does that mean you can complain if you do vote?
Apparently.
And your what you wanted didn't happen?
Right. Yes, apparently.
It's ludicrous, the idea that...
going somewhere and checking off a box makes all of a sudden gives you permission to complain?
There's a whole bunch of reasons why this doesn't make any sense. First off, if I go and I vote for my mom for president or Mickey Mouse.
Then you can complain?
Then I'm allowed to complain because I went there and I stood in line and I filled out the ballot. Now I can complain.
Right. You could actually go there, stand in the actual voting booth, and then walk out without having actually voted, and no one would really know it. Would you then be able to complain?
Right. And then you're also talking about the only person they're really talking about is president, because ask them what the name of their senator is.
Name the city council members.
Right. Ask them any of those things. They don't know, because they didn't know when they walked in, and they picked either a party.
A or B.
Right. Or they picked somebody's name who they liked.
So whether you vote out of ignorance or vote out of being well-informed, you can still complain. But as long as you don't vote, you can't complain.
Right. So long as you went there, I suppose, then that makes some sense, right? And even when it comes to the presidential election, you're still talking about, two giant crap sandwiches.
Right.
And for our Mexican listeners, that's a Titanico Sandwiches de Caca. I mean, it doesn't matter which country you're in. They give you no choices. These people stink as far as choices go. So I'm supposed to choose between these two?
Right, and to take it out to its logical extreme, we know that the government is violence. We know the government is force. So what if the choices were between a candidate who promised to kill you and a candidate who promised to rape you over and over again for the rest of your life? So, one of those two. These are your choices. You get to vote. But you're saying that if I choose to not vote for either one of those two candidates, that I don't get the right to complain as I'm being killed or as I'm being raped for the rest of my life? I mean, that's how ludicrous this is.
It's an extreme example, but I can see where you're coming from.
Well, they are committing violence on you any way you slice it. One candidate is advocating for a certain type of violence. The other candidate is advocating for violence being exacted in a slightly different way.
Obviously, it's a reference to this sort of veil of legitimacy. The government basically makes you, or at least attempts to make people, feel like they have a say because they can go and vote. So I think people just sort of naturally say, well, if you don't vote, obviously you don't care about what's going on, therefore you have no say, is obviously the logical connection that they make. But if you actually think about it for a minute, instead of just repeating what you've heard all your life.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, because that's what they teach you in school. Rock the vote.
Yeah, right. And it's just so ludicrous because
vote for anybody. Doesn't
really
matter who.
Right. That's what they're saying, but it's not what they mean. Get out the vote programs are statistically going to help the Democrats in this country. And I don't know how it is for Marco, and I don't know what his particular electoral process is, but there were only 54, 55 votes that counted for president in 2008 here in the United States. Only 55, because it's a winner take all, one vote. You can win by one vote in the different states, and there's Nebraska and Maine have they give out the electoral votes in a little different fashion. So it ends up being 54 elections, 54 separate elections, and the person who made it over by one, that was the one that made the difference. So here in New Hampshire, let's say Barack Obama won by 40,000 votes. If I voted for Barack Obama or didn't, it would make the difference of 39,999 that he won by, or 40,000, or 40,001, depending on whether I did or didn't, whatever. Mm-hmm. So tell me again why it matters whether I voted for Barack Obama, because it doesn't.
It does matter to those who believe it, as Julia was talking about, in the legitimacy of the state, and who understand that in order for the state to retain its legitimacy, it must have participation. And so if people are participating, they believe there's some reason that they're going out and voting, that they're making some significant difference. They believe that the process is legitimate, and that their voting in that process actually does legitimize it in their minds. And so the more people vote, the more legitimate the process is. If they have no one voting, if 0% turns out,
they'll pick somebody.
They'll pick somebody anyway. There's no doubt about it. But they know that the process has lost legitimacy. They know that nobody is respecting any of this, that they find the candidates absolutely abhorrent, and they're so bad they're not even bothering to turn out. 0% turned out for this election, this hypothetical election. Occasionally it will happen in some smaller town elections where 0% will turn out. And you're right, Julia, they just go on doing what they're doing.
They just, however,
they're
appoint
not
the position.
But they're not doing it with any as much of a veil of legitimacy as before. So that's why it's so important to those who support the system to see people participating.
I don't think that on the town level it even matters as far as veil of legitimacy. And that my contention on voting isn't that it's basically insignificant. Therefore, my contention is that not voting is also insignificant. It doesn't matter whether I'm not encouraging you to vote or not vote. Go do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think that your vote for president matters. Now, what I did for, was I traded with my wife. I'd let her, you go ahead, honey. You pick the ones on a national level that you want to pick. And I'll pick the ones on a state level. So I traded my state votes for her, national
level. Is that a crime?
It might be. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, there's a certain sovereignty that comes with a marriage relationship that doesn't exist elsewhere. So I would be likely be able to do that with my wife and no one else.
Hmm.
However, so she picked the ones that she thought were greatest, and I'm fine and dandy. So I gave her the ones that I wanted to vote for on the state level, and we made our little minds up ahead of time, and off we went and voted.
Whenever people ask me at work, or mostly at work is when I get this kind of question, who I voted for, I simply respond with, well, I didn't vote for anybody because I don't see any either candidate, and even some of the other candidates, but the two main ones, none of them have my best interest in mind. So that's what I tell people. And every single person I've told that to says, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
So no one has said, well, you don't have a right to complain?
Right. They all pretty much admit right there on the spot that they're voting for lesser of two evils. And I just say, well, I don't want to do that anymore. I used to do that, and it just doesn't seem worth my time anymore. Neither of them have my best interest in mind, and I'm not voting for anyone who doesn't have that in mind.
And they don't look that much lesser.
I think it's also the mentality is kind of a, we're in the club and you're not mentality. The idea that, well, we voted and you didn't, so therefore we don't really even want to hear what you have to say.
Because the sticker.
Yeah, right, because we participated, our opinion is more legitimate to us than your opinion is because you didn't participate in the same system as we did. So it's kind of a we're over here and you're over there mentality, even though, of course, your opinion is just as valid as theirs is. More on the way, you bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and take control. That's at 1-800-259-9231. And while you're at it, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Do all your shopping there. They've got dozens of categories, and we get a little percentage of everything that you might buy at amazon.freetalklive.com.
That's right, including the used items as well at amazon.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's
super saver shipping, too.
Free super saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, if you make them. Guys, do we have more to say on the voting topic, or we pretty much exhaust that thing? I think we did.
I've said my piece.
All right. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So here's an interesting up.
I'm just thinking about it. As far as being self-righteous for voting is about as pointless as being self-righteous for not voting. There are people on the other side of that coin that think that they're righteous because they haven't voted, and I don't think that there's any righteousness in that. I think that voting is basically a self-defense measure, and I understand why people do it. I don't think that statistically it matters a whole lot. You can probably do more by donating $50 to the campaign of some local politician that you believe in.
As opposed to voting?
Yes.
You know, the whole voting discussion is part of the idea of working within the system, the idea that in order to change the system, one must work within the system. I don't necessarily agree that that is true.
What do you do if the system is broken, if it's a crappy system?
Indeed, and that is the system we're dealing with.
You vote to change the system? Have you ever tried doing something like that?
That's what they're telling us
that
we have to do.
Or even discussing any sort of new ideas with any bureaucrats at all? They don't care.
No, they blow you off. As you can hear if you listen to the talkback episodes at freekeen.com, you can hear liberty-minded people calling into a local talk show, which is run by politicos, run by politicians. And you can hear how, I haven't put up this past weekend's episode, but there are several of them on freekeen.com. And the one that's coming up, Sam, who we had on the show last night from obscuretruth.com, calls in. He is given the chance to ask his question. But when they respond, they cut him off immediately after he asks his question, so he doesn't have the chance to actually address what it is that they say. So if they dodge the question in their answer, he has no way of actually addressing that dodge later on because they've already hung up on him. So they don't like to hear new ideas. They don't want to have their belief system challenged. They're comfortable where they are. They like the system how it is. The system is working for them, and so they would like to keep it that way. And this is one of the reasons why I want to encourage as many people as possible to participate in calling this local talk show.
Hassling these people.
It's not hassling. It's asking legitimate questions and expecting answers. And so if you can go to free, you can go to freekeen.com to learn more about how to do that.
As far as I'm concerned, it makes about as much, you know, the politicians complaining about calls from Free State Project members makes as much sense as Boffo the clown crawling into the dunk tank and then complaining that people dunk him in. because, you know, these politicians get on there and they crow about what a great job they're doing for the town.
Well, they're not actually complaining. It's the callers, some of the statist callers that complain about it.
Oh, the politicians hate it.
I'm sure they do, but they can't say that on the air because they want to be liked by everybody.
Nope.
So they want to be seen as people that are fair.
It makes about as much sense as somebody standing there and saying, "You shouldn't be throwing that baseball at Boffo. He's a good man. He's a good man. Look at Boffo over there."
That's a great analogy.
Counting your money as you throw baseballs at him. It's not even the best analogy because, well, Boffo didn't steal your money. The politicians are.
And Boffo's more fun. He insults everybody that comes up. And
some of the amazing crap I've heard those guys say at the fair.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Brilliant. They're just mean.
Brilliant and mean at the same time. And they're so well practiced at it. They know they have just a repertoire of heckles that they can pull out just based on, oh, he's fat, he's tall, he's skinny, or whatever.
Ones that amaze me are the racial ones. Like, I can't believe that this one guy, I swear, I heard him say something like, now, you have to imagine him saying the N-word because I'm not going to say the N-word.
Yeah.
And he say, "N want a mango? Hey, it want a mango?" And holy crap, I can't believe he lived through that.
Yeah.
But he did.
All right. So we were talking about working within the system, right? And this is what the politicians encourage. Well, if you want to change it, you need to work within the system. Well,
because they know that it's going to take forever and get nothing done, then things will stay as they are if we work within the system.
Well, plus, and it legitimizes their system as well. When people work within it, it essentially is people saying, yes, this is the appropriate way to affect change in our lives. Now, to be fair to those who are working within the system, and I've done it myself, and I will still dabble in it as well, because I have seen that at least here in New Hampshire, there's something to it. At least here in New Hampshire, because we have so many great activists here, because we have the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, it's really doing a great job within the political realm, I still believe that changes can be made within the system, but I still also firmly believe it's the most inefficient, slow, and bureaucratic way to make changes, if you can even successfully make them. I think that there are better ways to do things. However, I'd like to share a story here from our former hometown of Sarasota, Florida. You and I, Mark, that's where we're from, that relates not just to Free Talk Live, because it has to do with one of our callers, but also relates to the whole working within the system idea. And I'm talking about the Lenin murder truth guy.
He's great.
Now, you may recall, if you've listened to the show over the last month or two, we've had a couple of phone calls, two or three phone calls, maybe more than three or four phone calls come in from somebody who was claiming to live in Sarasota, claiming to listen to WFLA, our Tampa radio affiliate, on Saturday nights, and that's how he found the show. And, of course, since Free Talk Live allows anybody to call about anything,
he thought he'd take advantage and to tell people how John Lennon was, in fact, killed by Stephen King at the behest of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon.
And if you look through a bunch of old Time magazines and you highlight certain phrases in the titles, you can actually get the admission of
this. That's how he found it out. That's how he was able to discover that this was the case, was by looking through old magazines and looking at the titles. And then he rambled off some of the things that he found and how he pieced it together. So the pieces weren't even coherent sentences. I have no idea what he was saying.
Right, and he believes firmly that Stephen King killed John Lennon. He has a website that is dedicated to it, and he's really sure to plug it every time he calls the show.
And he says it's the number one Lennon murder site in the world.
I believe him.
Whatever.
but so he's called this show a number of times, and all of a sudden he shows up in the news. In fact, the story made Fark.com, from my understanding. And so that means it broke big. And there's actually video footage of this guy. His name is Steve Lightfoot. And he apparently is originally from California. He comes into the Sarasota City Commission meeting on Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's trying to use the system here. He's got something that is an issue that he believes is important. That is that he wants to expose that Stephen King allegedly killed John Lennon. And so he's trying to use the system to get this message out there and to alert the city council that there is a man within that comes and shops within the city of Sarasota, because Stephen King has a house down in KCK, which is very close to the city of Sarasota. So he's gone into the city to alert them of this, and he's trying to use the system. And what did they do? Well, they threw him out of their commission meeting. So here's a story from mysuncoast.com, ABC 7. Some excitement at the Sarasota City Commission meeting Tuesday when a California man spoke out about who he thinks really killed John Lennon during public comment.
It's interesting how they've used the, they've managed to alienate the guy by saying he's a California man. He is a resident
in Florida.
Of Sarasota.
Correct.
So why in the world are they calling him a California man?
Maybe because it makes him sound crazier?
It makes him sound...
like an outsider.
Yeah, he's an outsider. What the hell is this
Some
California guy
came
coming
here?
And... That's how I see it, at least.
Right. Now, this is a public comment phase in the city council meeting in which, and this is kind of common among city council meetings across the country, is there will be this public comment phase wherein you can have 3 minutes and you get to talk to the city council. And so that's what
they get to ignore you.
Right. That's what he decided to do. He had signs, and he took a seat in front of the commissioner saying he wanted to expose the truth, then went on to allege that part-time KCK resident and author Stephen King was indeed the person that killed John Lennon. He said the following: I'm from California. I'm known by 10% of Florida. I'm known by 50% of California. Those are pretty big claims. He says, I am the man exposing the truth about John Lennon's murder. Stephen King, KCK resident, shot John Lennon. He's not suing me. My van says it all over the place. Said that Stephen King is the worst criminal the state of Florida has ever harbored. Sarasota Mayor Lou Ann Palmer told the man that comments at the meeting must be reserved for city business, saying the case doesn't relate to the city of Sarasota. Because KCK is under Sarasota County jurisdiction, the mayor then summoned Police Chief Peter Abbott, who escorted the man and his signs peacefully out of the chamber to the sound of chuckles from people attending the meeting. The entire three-minute exchange can be watched at mysuncoast.com. So there you go. What is this man supposed to do? He's trying to get remedy. He's trying to use the system. He's trying to speak out against a perceived injustice, and they just ignore him and laugh at him.
What is Lou Ann Palmer supposed to do?
He's supposed to sit there for another 2 minutes and listen as he yammers on. But they didn't even give him his full 3 minutes.
It would have mattered.
Hour number 3 is coming up. I'm just saying, he tried to use the system, and look what happened to him. Escorted from the room. And if he'd resisted, they would have hurt that man.
Oh, yeah, they mushed him.
Hour 3 is on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Generation Sex.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke.
This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.